The scale of sacrifice still has the power to shock. An estimated 25 million Soviet soldiers and civilians died in World War II, the highest of any nation. As a 12-year-old, veteran Alexander Podobed served as a spotter for partisan forces in occupied Belarus. He recalls one occasion when he managed to distract a group of Nazi soldiers who were about to stop a cart that was being used to smuggle supplies.
I ran down the slope towards the soldiers. They noticed me and they shouted, "Halt, halt!" I kept running. They started to fire at me. I thought they would kill me. After I heard the cart pass safely, I fell down. The Germans dragged me and kicked my face with their boots. I was all beaten up.
Ivan Sokolov was stationed in Moscow as a cadet of the Artillery Academy and later became an officer in the Artillery Corps. He describes the first Nazi air attacks in 1941.
Goebbels declared that Russia would be burned down. During the night of 21st July, at 22:10, 200 German planes began to destroy Moscow with incendiary bombs. The temperature of the incendiary bombs is 2,000 to 3,000 degrees Celsius. It burns everything.
The defense of Stalingrad is synonymous with the carnage of the Eastern Front. 2 million people died as Nazi forces tried unsuccessfully to take the city. Vladimir Ananiev was a snapper in the Red Army.
At the time, we firmly believed that Germans would kill us in any case. And this very fact drove us to fight until the end. And we did, each one of us, in his own way. We were doing what we were supposed to do.
At the end of the war, a huge victory parade was staged in Moscow's Red Square. Saturday's anniversary parade is intended to honor the events of 70 years ago. But many Western leaders, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel, have declined invitations to attend because of Russia's military intervention in Ukraine. Veteran Sokolov says it is disrespectful.
It hurts a lot, because I went to Germany as a liberator. So I am amazed at Merkel, who knows perfectly well that she was saved by the Russians, who gave her the opportunity to study and become a politician, declares that she won't come to see the parade.
Victory Day should also reflect on the suffering that followed 1945 in the Soviet Union, says historian Andrei Zubov.
Our totalitarian regime did not fall then, but became stronger, and that is another reason why this was a victory with tears in our eyes. Not only because of huge losses, but also because the victory had not brought about the end of the totalitarian Stalinist regime.
Surviving veterans have been given special medals on the 70th anniversary of Victory Day, but the growing tensions between Moscow and the West have cast a shadow over events to mark the victory over Nazi Germany. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News.